God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our text is coming from the book of Galatians. As we're sort of finishing up this little bit of a series, as our readings take us through Galatians, chapter 6, especially verse 2. But today, as we remember, you could say, 4th of July, a day in which our country then does indeed greatly celebrate its independence, many people are reminded that it takes a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of hard work to make sure that our freedoms still stay in check, of defending our freedoms and maintaining what indeed has been a wonderful blessing by us. The gospel, or the epistle writer for St. Paul, writes, in one essence, the same thing is true for us, not just for the country that we hold citizenship in, but the faith that we trust in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That also takes a little bit of work. Now, to be fair, yes, we realize that it is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who does the work. The work in forgiving our sins. The work in giving us eternal life. The work that basically undoes our burdens. We take a look at our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and we say, there we have the forgiveness of sins. Jesus calls us to cast all our worries and anxieties upon him. We look to the cross of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and we say, there we have it. Eternal life, forgiveness of sins, the joy that can peace that only comes from God and God alone. There we have it. And so we want to remain connected to Christ. Amen. But remaining connected to Christ is still a struggle for us. And so, hence, this is where the work comes in. St. Paul is sort of concluding this letter here and is sort of getting to what I would consider one of the very key points. Do you understand? I'd like to sort of put into my own words in explaining here, that the cross of Jesus Christ lifts away our burdens. And so, as he's been trying to do throughout the epistle, in comparing and contrasting the law, which sometimes puts a burden upon us, versus the gospel that frees us from our burdens, Paul here is sort of doing, in one essence, a balance check. Are you sure you really got it now? Let's find out. He begins by saying, brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him to a spirit of gentleness. Now, that may sound like an awful lot of burden here. Are we our brother's keeper? Sometimes that phrase is being used, picking up the Cain and Abel account in Genesis. Do we need to take responsibility for one another? That isn't necessarily what St. Paul is getting at. Because St. Paul does not want the Christians to become into some sort of special sin police, but instead says, do what? If you see one of your brothers that happened to just skid off the road, humor me for a moment. My sense of humor is kind of bad. As I'm going to use this illustration, just picture we're in the middle of winter. I know, it's hot outside, okay. And the roads are iced over. And you don't really realize what's going on, and all of a sudden you're driving your car, and what happens? The car starts drifting off the side of the road, you take your foot off the accelerator, you try not to apply the brake, but too late, there's enough force and momentum, and all of a sudden you go into the ditch. What is saying here that the Christian, should we see our brother do something like this, we don't sit there and chastise our brother, but we help restore our brother. Because the next words are very, very crucial. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. St. Paul is trying to set the stage here, which verse 2 will really pick up. We need to keep watch of ourselves. If we think that we are the super Christians, the super elite, The ones who don't have burdens, so to speak, the ones who don't have sin, we will fall into temptation. Actually, it's really, really true. If we think of ourselves as that strong, good, committed Christian, and we think that, you know, I got this one commandment down perfectly, I will not fall or falter in this one area, guess what? You will. St. Paul knows and tries to teach the people of Galatia that being proud in what you're doing isn't the key. The key is to be trusting in what Christ has done for you. He is the one who has lifted our burdens. So he says, keep watch over yourself. And then in verse 2 is the key. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Now you might be thinking that St. Paul is talking out of both ends of his mouth. In one essence, he realizes Christ takes away our burdens, and that's exactly what that gospel does. It frees us. But now it almost seems like Christ is putting another burden upon us to carry other people's burdens. Well, not exactly. Let me explain it this way. If we truly understand the cross of Christ and understand our burdens being removed by Christ himself, we have this joy, we have this peace, and then we want to go and share that peace and that joy. And while we still live in a world that is sinful, while our own flesh and blood has that sin, we are going to encounter burdens. But Christ is there. And how is Christ there to help lift your burdens? Maybe not necessarily physically walking around so that you can shake hands with them, but in another way, it is through the community of believers. And that's why Paul says, bear one another's burdens. We should be reaching out to one another and saying, how can I help? How can I be of assistance? Especially when the pain and the weight of the world is being pressed upon us. But I will admit, that might be easy for us to do in certain situations, but in others it might be a little difficult. Our sinful nature may crop up and say, but I've got another burden. I'm under too much burden as it is. How can I bear somebody else's burden if I'm feeling the weight of my burden? And the answer is you have to remember, we also need to release the burden we're carrying. Think of it like this. If there's a long assembly line to unload a truck full of boxes, one person takes the box, passes it on to the next one. They grab the box and pass it on to the next one, and to the next one, and the next one. And you just sort of get this assembly line going. The truck gets emptied a lot faster, and there's less wear and tear on you because you're just sort of standing still handing boxes off. Well, you might be thinking, where do these boxes ultimately end up? Using my analogy here, they all end up at Christ. Christ says, I have all these Christians out here to encourage one another, to lift one another's burdens, but here's where the problem comes in. What happens if one person in that assembly line thinks of himself, I'm Mr. Strong Christian. I can handle it all. Just give me your problems and I'll take my problems and I'll just hold on to them. Bottom line is, that person's going to fail. But whenever we fail to or do not release our burdens, whenever we say to other people, I really don't need your help, we are becoming like that big strong man that thinks we can do it ourselves. And over time, they will fall. Christ says, don't do it. Christ is the ultimate burden lifter, so to speak. He is the one that bears our burdens upon the cross so that we can be free of them. So why are we hanging on to them? Why are we not passing them off? And yes, we may not be passing them off directly to Christ. Great if it works, But sometimes we need that other human touch in our lives. As human beings, we still need other people in our lives to help us lift these burdens, to help encourage us. And so two things need to happen. Not only should we be trying to help other people with their burdens, but then when we are stuck, when we are under the weight of sin, we need to let other people help us. I will admit, that is a very challenging part. Because, as Paul says a little later on, if anyone thinks he is something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself. And we might be thinking, can St. Paul be talking about us humble Lutherans? And the answer is, yes, he is. Because whenever we fail to hand off our burdens, because you got to picture that for a moment. That big strong man who says, I can handle it all, is failing to trust Christ, is failing to trust other Christians, is failing to really get connected to who Christ is. So if anyone thinks of that he is something, he's usually trying to sit there and say, I can handle your burdens, I can take care of my burdens. And he's really nothing. He deceives himself. Verse 4 reminds us, but let each one test his own work, and then give reason to boast, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor, for each one will have to bear his own load. St. Paul reminds us that, yes, we will have the weight of sin in front of us. We will have to bear that weight, but we do not do it alone. There is an assembly line of fellow brothers and sisters in Christ here. And we all have those burdens. We all have those griefs. And what do? Help one another to bear that burden with the ultimate responsibility being given to Christ. And Christ alone. Now, I will admit, verse 6 is one of those very interesting passages. It says, one who is taught the word must share all good things with the one who teaches. Now, very often, I've heard this passage get misused from time to time. And it's usually misused by pastors who sit there and say, I want a raise. Fair enough, if you want to give me a raise, I'm not going to object. But that isn't what St. Paul is implying here. Because too often people want to think, well, if we receive the word of God, which we do, then we need to share all good things with our instructor, right? Well, that's true. But now let's put this in a spiritual way. You receive from the pastor, the bearer of the office of the public ministry, what? God's word and sacraments, the forgiveness of sin, right? The joy of knowing that, yes, your sins are forgiven, your burdens lifted. Through Christ, you have salvation. Amen. Hopefully nothing new. Then share these good things with the one who teaches. Think of it this way. We live in a time and place in this era where it almost seems to be popular that whoever the elected leader is, we're going to disagree with them. And not only are we going to disagree with them, we very often like to speak evil against them. It was kind of interesting. I noted that during our family vacation, we went to see Springfield, the land of Lincoln, the presidential museum, and I saw all the cartoons that belittled President Lincoln. Some of them actually appalled me. And I'm going, wow, I guess this is nothing new. It almost seems like we want to tear down our leadership whose design is to be there to protect us. And in one essence, verse 6 is picking up on the same thing within the Christian church. If the pastor is bestowing grace and mercy, then give back that grace and mercy. Because there's one thing you need to know about us pastors. I'm a sinner too. I also have fallen short of God's glory. And if you're waiting for the next time that I can sin, that you can point it out and broadcast it to the whole entire world, I can guarantee one thing. You won't have to wait for very long. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. But as hopefully as you hear the gospel message coming from the pulpit here, that gospel message basically says, we practice forgiveness. So I'm hoping and praying, this is kind of what Paul is getting at. You know, the pastor is saying, we practice forgiveness. And when the pastor makes a mistake, what should the congregation's response be? Hopefully they've learned what the pastor has taught. Must share the good things with the one who teaches. Why? Because as pastor, I also need forgiveness. I also need that grace. I also can trip and fall and sin. Because the next words strike even to my heart. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. God knows what goes on in our hearts. God knows my sin. He knows your sin. He knows the burdens that we bear. And he says, he's the answer. So in this whole assembling line of burden bearing, so to speak, why are we not cooperating? Why are we not helping others and unloading our own and giving it ultimately to the feet of Jesus on the cross? St. Paul has more words, and he sort of continues this theme, but in a little bit of a different direction. But bottom line is, the cross of Jesus Christ is for your freedom. It is for your benefit. It does take work. We have to realize our own sinful nature and be willing to admit our own sins and unload our own burdens. And sometimes that's using other people, good Christian people that God has placed. And there's also going to be other times in our lives where we're going to have to be there for our fellow Christians. Because the burden, the weight of our own sinful flesh and sin in this world is indeed great. But God does not leave us alone to struggle, but instead he gives us grace. He gives us that community of believers so that we can unite together around word and sacrament, encourage one another in the faith, and to be there whenever the weight of burden seems to weaken our knees. We know we are not alone, but Christ and that community of believers that believe and trust in Christ are there to give you that joy, that peace, and that support that only comes from Christ alone. In his name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.